I now hasten to the more moving part of my story. I shall relate events that impressed me with feelings which, from what I had been, had made me what I am. Spring advanced rapidly, and the weather became fine and the skies cloudless. It surprised me that what before was desert and gloomy should now bloom with the most beautiful flowers and verdure. My senses were gratified and refreshed by a thousand scents of delight and a thousand sights of beauty. It was on one of these days when my cottagers periodically rested from labor, the old man played on his guitar, and the children listened to him, that I observed the countenance of Felix was melancholy beyond expression. He sighed frequently, and once his father paused in his music, and I conjectured by his manner that he inquired the cause of the son's sorrow. Felix replied in a cheerful accent, and the old man was recommencing his music when someone tapped at the door. It was a lady on horseback, accompanied by a countryman as a guide. The lady was dressed in a dark suit and covered with a thick black veil. Agatha asked a question, to which the stranger only replied by pronouncing, in a sweet accent, the name of Felix. Her voice was musical, but unlike that of either of my friends. On hearing this word, Felix came up hastily to the lady, who, when she saw him, threw up her veil, and I beheld a countenance of angelic beauty and expression. Her hair of shining raven black, and curiously braided, her eyes were dark but gentle, though animated, her features of a regular proportion, and her complexion wondrously fair, each cheek tingled with a lovely pink. Felix sometimes ravaged with delight when he saw her. Every trait of sorrow vanished from his face, and it instantly expressed a degree of ecstatic joy, of which I could hardly have believed it capable. His eyes sparkled, as his cheeks flushed with pleasure, and at that moment I thought of him as beautiful as the stranger. She appeared affected by different feelings, wiping a few tears from her lovely eyes. She held her hand out to Felix, who kissed it rapturously, and called her, as well as I could distinguish, his sweet Adrian. She did not appear to understand him, but smiled. He assisted her to dismount, and, dismissing her guide, conducted her into the cottage. Some conversation took place between him and his father, and the young stranger knelt at the old man's feet and would have kissed his hand, but he raised her and embraced her affectionately. I soon perceived that although the stranger uttered the articulate sounds and soon appeared to have a language of her own, she was neither understood by nor herself understood the cottagers. They made many signs which I did not comprehend, and I saw that her presence diffused gladness through the cottage, dispelling their sorrow as the sun dissipates the morning mist. Felix seemed particularly happy, and with smiles of delight welcomed his Aberon. Agatha, the ever gentle Agatha, kissed the hands of the lovely stranger, and pointing to her brother, made signs which appeared to me to mean that he had been sorrowful until she came. Some hours passed thus, while they, by their countenances, expressed joy, the cause of which I did not comprehend. Presently I found, by the frequent recurrence of some sound, which the stranger repeated after them, that she was endeavoring to learn their language, and the idea instantly occurred to me that I should make use of the same instructions to the same end. The stranger learned about 20 words at the first lesson. Most of them, indeed, were those which I had before understood, but I profited by the others. As night came on, Agatha and the Arabian retired early. When they separated, Felix kissed the hand of the stranger and said, "Good night, sweet Safi." He sat up much longer, conversing with his father, and by the frequent repetition of her name, I conjectured that their lovely guest was the subject of their conversation. I ardently desired to understand them, and bent every faculty towards that purpose, but found it utterly impossible. The next morning Felix went out to his work, and after the usual occupations of Agatha were finished, the Arabian sat at the feet of the old man, and taking his guitar, played some airs so entrancingly beautiful that they at once drew tears of sorrow and delight from my eyes. She sang, and her voice flowed with a rich cadence, swelling or dying like a nightingale of the woods. When she had finished, she gave the guitar to Agatha, who at first declined it. She played a simple air.